Hello there, it's Sunday, November 9th, 2014, and you've entered the podcast zone, Sometime earlier this week, I got on a Simon Garfunkel kick. I got on the Simon and Garfunkel kick because this particular song came on my iPod in my car, and I've been listening to a lot of Simon and Garfunkel. Some of it is very pretty, this song is not. And some of the very pretty songs I will attempt to learn. This song, however, is all tied up in work. Excuse me. Work and my career. And it just kind of stuck with me after, you know, I've been working for the place that I work. It's coming up on, I believe, 24 years now. I guess we'll see. Might only be 23. But who cares who's counting? I am. When you're climbing up the ladder of success with every rung stained with the wreckage of your idealism, I don't know, a song like this comes on in your car at the wrong time, and wow, it really sticks with you. So I tried to learn it, and for those of you who have heard the song before, it won't sound anything like the way it was when you heard it the first time. And for those of you who haven't, I hope you enjoy it. It's called Richard Corey. Here we go. They say that Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace, and style. Oh, but I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. Oh, let the papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumors of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. Oh, but I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. He gave freely to the charities, and he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when I saw the evening headlines read that Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. Factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, And I wish that I could be. Oh, I wish that I could be. Oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corbin. Okay, that was creepy. Less creepy stuff next week, I promise. Have a great week.